This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, Hour 3, Monday the 17th. We're going to bring on our special guest who can only be here for a short period of time, so we're going to bring him on, Josh Bernstein, one of the most brilliant news analysts I know in the world. And Josh is a real Hebrew and real Jew who believes in the Most High God and is trying to report the truth. He's very evidence-based, so his reasons if he was a gambler, which I'm sure he isn't, he'd take all the chips off the table. You're doing some major research, and I know you're not completed on it, but what are the bullet points you want to mention today, Josh? Again, if you go to Patreon, patreon.com/Josh Bernstein, do support him by giving him support of his site, and I have a site up now. There's three different memberships, $5 a month, $10 a month, and $25 a month. They help you with getting a lot of information out to the people of Earth. I've just got a new website I just looked at, too, called that I can mention as well, that's available. We can do perhaps on the break later. But, Josh, what's your major stories you're following right now?
Well, right now, we're in a story in which the official narrative on Mayor Pete is that he was the South Bend mayor. He did a terrible job. He had a horrible record, of course, as mayor. And then that he was a Navy intelligence officer from 2009 to 2017, and that he basically was like an outsider as far as not really being involved in lots of military operations and things like that. He even called himself a, quote, military Uber driver, where he basically was working in Afghanistan for 6 months only and not really doing anything as far as military combat type stuff, more finance and behind the scenes. I'm finding out that that is not true. He has been in the Horn of Africa in some of the most dangerous spots in the world for well over 42 months. He's also been in Tunisia. He's been in Turkey. He's been in Syria. He's been in Iran. He's been in all these different countries. Now, what I'm starting to work on and figure out is that another intelligence officer and CIA officer and FBI officer who was into international affairs and espionage was Peter Strzok. And Peter Strzok and Mayor Pete have a connection. And that connection is military and intelligence through the Afghanistan Threat Assessment Task Force.
Really?
And what I'm learning about that is a lot of information pertaining to the drugs and the poppy seeds, the poppies for heroin in the country of Afghanistan. And so I'm working right now on putting all the details together for a blockbuster show coming up.
I'll mention one factoid, but I'm sure you can prove. Since we went to Afghanistan 18 years ago, the Afghanistan dry poppy seed crop has increased 4,400%.
That is a fact.
Yeah, ugly fact.
And 90% of all heroin comes from that area. Black tar heroin comes from Afghanistan.
The other factoid is that we actually had the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers fix the irrigation system in Afghanistan during the Russian war, where we had Tim Osman, a.k.a. Osama bin Laden, fighting for our side with al-Qaeda against the Russians. The irrigation systems were destroyed, and we never brought the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers back to bring in, get rid of dry land farming, which is perfect for growing poppy seeds. So the population were forced to grow poppy seeds rather than food for their own population, right?
Wow, yep, that's true. That's absolutely correct.
And what other things are you following now? Since the impeachment garbage is over, at least this phase, with the Senate, and I heard that the crazy Pelosi is still going to try to do some kind of impeachment investigations in the House, but Lindemann and others are being cleared out of the intel agencies by Donald Trump, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
But he needs to go a lot further, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely he does. And again, he should have done this months and months and months ago. In the very beginning, from leak one, he should have cleaned house. He should have cleaned out the SES. He should have cleaned out the State Department, the Pentagon, Department of Homeland Security, EPA, Education. I mean, all of those folks that were working, that were holdovers from the Obama administration, every single one of them was not trustworthy. And he should have gotten rid of all of them. And I've always said, it's better to run with a skeleton crew than the crew that you have. At least you can trust the crew that you have. And he's proven, by the way, that you can do more with less. And he doesn't have nearly as large of a government as past presidents, including Barack Obama. He's actually hired hundreds, if not thousands, of people less to do the same type of work. And I think that's the way to do it. Limit your government in all aspects from every department. You don't need that many people. And that was one of the things that Barack Obama did. He pushed for the biggest government possible. He's the one that blew up and bloated the Department of Homeland Security
right.
to hundreds of thousands of people.
Right.
And what President Trump has done has limited the size of the overall entities and agencies of our government, which
right.
I think ultimately is the best thing.
I'll mention a couple of news items on Epoch Times, and I want to get your response to these headlines. Trump's efforts to reform environmental impact statements draw cheers and jeers. Now, of course, you got to look at all the members of the Demon-Ratic Party, I call the Demon-Rats, including Bernie Sanders Claus, Elizabeth Warren, Klobuchar, and crazy Buttigieg, Pete Buttigieg. We have to understand that these people all are leftists that are environmental maniacs with a green agenda that will destroy the economy, bankrupt the country, and destroy America's place in the world, and also take away our liberty and our guns. Comment about this story about environmental impact, because they want to actually destroy it, just like in Germany. We have contacts like our guy, Arlie Schlanger, where the Germans are going so green, they're even trying to get rid of nuclear reactors and go to just solar right along their superhighways. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, it truly is. I mean, you want to talk about an area of the world that would be ripe for a takeover, it would certainly be Europe. I mean, you know,
right.
you've got Brussels that pretty much runs the show and pretty much dictates to all the other countries that are, unfortunately, are still part of the European Union. And they basically say you got to have open borders. You can't control your borders. You can't control your monetary funds and everything else. And it's this collective atmosphere and attitude that is endangering Europe. And I'm glad that the Brexit is hopefully going to still happen.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like Boris is right on track here. And, you know, we've had such a delay in getting them out of the Union. You have to understand, they don't want, you know, that is a huge blow when the UK leaves the Union. I mean, that is millions upon millions of people. That is millions of dollars. It is agriculture. It is manufacturing. It is in industries. I mean, it is huge. Now, what we would hope is that there would be a Grexit and a Frexit and a Swexit and a Norexit and all the others start to leave the European Union, because, again, the only thing that's really truly going to protect and keep Europe is to actually disband permanently the entire European Union.
Well, it was all created as an artificial entity. Now, the next storyline is Pelosi warns Democrats must be unified to make sure Trump isn't reelected. Look, Trump's not perfect, but he's doing so many good things that there's no way that the Demon-Ratic Party can tolerate him being in. The globalists and the bankers and the people behind the deep state, which are all these unelected officials that think they're the real government, they think we're fools to think that our elected officials are actually representatives, don't they?
Yeah, they truly do. And look, you know, I don't hold a lot of hope, I hate to say it, that Barr and Durham are going to come through. I know some people still are holding hope. But the fact that none of these people have been fired, none of them that have been held accountable, they all have their security clearances, knowing that they've leaked information, knowing that they have perjured themselves, knowing that they have lied to Congress and been in contempt of Congress, and they still are on national television and they're talking all this other stuff.
I'll tell you what I have about Barr. Barr, that's not his actual real name, but there's three things. Barr was involved back during the George Bush administration, and he's fully aware that 9/11 was an inside job. He's fully aware about Uranium One and the issues there. He's fully aware about what happened in Libya with the passing over of the nuclear weapons being developed by Muammar Gaddafi, and the fact that we let him get killed in the back of a truck. And Hillary Clinton said, "We came, we saw, he died," and he got a steel rod shoved up his rear end that killed him by going to his heart and bleed to death in the back of a truck. People need to understand what's going on here. People don't get it. That Barr has probably got, you know, a skeleton in his closet. So the reason why he's not prosecuting is because although he wants to look like he's a real good contender, even his complaints against Trump about tweeting against Trump's wizard that helped get him elected. You know who that is?
Which ones? Yeah, probably quite a few.
Stone, Roger Stone. I have interviewed him a number of times on video.
Roger Stone.
And Roger Stone, there's no way he should be going to jail for 9 years. This is friggin' ridiculous. And for Barr to open his yap and say that he doesn't like him, by the way, they already made a decision not to allow them to prosecute him for 9 years. These are called deep state attorneys and judges that wanted to silence Stone up because Stone knows a lot more, doesn't he?
Well, again, I've said this on your show, and I'll say it on many others. The reason they went after Roger Stone and Paul Manafort and Charlie Black, he's the only one they haven't gone after, is because of back in the 80s and 90s, you had Manafort, Stone, and Black, and it was a consulting firm, a political consulting firm. And what they basically did is they kicked the living crap out of the Democrats in Senate races, in congressional races, in presidential races for 25, 30 years. They were the best of the best. They were the super PAC before everybody had a super PAC, and they absolutely destroyed the left in every election for so many years. So when they had an opportunity to get a process crime on Paul Manafort, they jumped at the opportunity to get revenge against him, and that's why he's in the situation that he's in. The same thing with Roger Stone. And as I've said many times, and I'll say again, if I was Charlie Black, I'd be out of the country right now because he's the third prong in the Manafort, Stone, and Black political operative group from the 80s and 90s.
Right.
So I think this is nothing more than retribution and revenge. But in the end, President Trump will either commute the sentence or he'll pardon him. And if he doesn't, I think you're looking at anywhere between 7 to 15 months that unfortunately Roger Stone would have to serve, but at least it wouldn't be a death sentence.
Right. Well, the others is a death sentence, a silencing sentence. Next is an article called Virginia Senate Committee Rejects Assault Weapons Ban. This governor, who is supposedly a doctor, sat silently, you know, very calmly in the room talking about how they have a baby born live and now they're going to kill him after they're born. Mm-hmm. This doctor should have had somebody march up to him and assault him and put him into a prison and give him a death sentence. This is disgusting. This kind of behavior is unacceptable. And in fact, Trump talked about the idea of banning it right initially all third trimester babies, but we need to actually have it before the Supreme Court. And when our activist Supreme Court justice, you know, I call her the, she's been there for
Alligator Ginsburg.
Alligator Ginsburg. When she dies, which is very soon, they need to put that Catholic judge in with seven kids. That's a brilliant legal expert. And once they do that, it's the end of the game. And then true Jews and true Catholics and true Christians that want to be pro-life will not worry about babies being killed in their mother's womb like ugly countries like Canada and Britain and elsewhere, where they kill them right up to the moment of birth, or China. In fact, if you get a third pregnancy, the mother will even bleed to death if they even try to abort the baby right up to the moment of contractions and finally the head emerges. That's how bad they are over in China.
Well, right now, there's a new comment that has come out with Michael Bloomberg in which one of his workers got pregnant and is married and got pregnant and was going to be having a baby, and he told her to, quote, kill it because he didn't want her to not miss any work. And she's actually suing him. There's actually a lawsuit on that.
Well,
the other thing is his recent comment about farmers, where he said that anybody could dig a ditch, anybody could dig a hole, and you expect to win the Midwest and the heartland of America by making comments like that. So you couple that with the fact that now blacks are going to be against Bloomberg because of his stop and frisk policies of saying that all minorities are criminals. I don't see how much money he's going to spend. It doesn't matter. I don't see him going anywhere. And then if he really wants to kill his campaign, putting Hillary Clinton on as vice president, well, that does two things. Number one, it kills his campaign. And number two, it would kill him because, God forbid, he was elected. He would have an accident. There'd be a barbell that fell on his neck. He would slip on the ice in the middle of winter. He'd hit his head some way. He'd be walking down the street and have four bullets to the back of the head with his wallet still left intact if Hillary Clinton was his vice president.
Do you know what they call that?
Death sentence, putting her on the ticket.
Do you know what they call that process? It's called Vince Fostercide.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what happened. I can't imagine him being a multi-billionaire, obviously being intelligent enough to become a billionaire, would be so stupid to put someone like that right behind him.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness, not very bright.
Well, he's brilliant in some ways, and he's a workaholic. But in other ways, he's blithering. He's got a negative IQ of 3,000.
Yeah, he's a stuff-up. He's a stuffed-up elitist snob.
Right, and then so he wants to make sure you can't even drink big gulp drinks because he's going to control what even goes down your throat. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
he's a control freak. He's a control freak. And if anybody wants him, what do they want? They want somebody to start watching what's going on in your bedroom and what's going down your throat in terms of what you eat. Now, people have the right to eat the wrong foods. Nobody has the right to dictate to you what you can eat. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Think about this. These are the choices for the Democrats, okay? You have a racist billionaire with no personality. You have a fake Indian liar who lies about everything. You've got a horrible mayor who's also a sodomite. And you have a crazy pedophile in Old Creepy Joe. And then you have a communist. Wow, great choices, guys. Great choices there.
Yeah, I know. It's a band of losers. It's a band of losers. Next,
it's the funniest creepy five I think I've ever seen, or four.
I don't think you could make a script like this in Hollywood.
You couldn't write a Hollywood script that would be better than that.
No.
It's so ridiculous.
You know what they'd say? I don't believe the script, but I want the drug you took when you wrote the script.
I know, right? There's some truth to that, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I know.
It's amazing.
Next comment is Rouhani says, Iran will never yield to U.S. pressure for talks. This guy, Qasem Soleimani, was going down to make talks and negotiating with three nations for a thing. And on the orders of some other people, and I have some other comments we mentioned elsewhere, Soleimani died. This is not stopping things. Israel is now getting prepared to actually bomb the Bashar reactor because the Iranians have made threats against Israel. And I can tell you from people in Israel, my intel sources, they're not going to tolerate missiles aimed at Israeli cities like in Haifa, Tel Aviv, and Eilat. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So Israel is up against it. Now, next month, there's a peace accord which Trump and his son-in-law put together, and they're hoping that this will get Netanyahu elected for the fifth time. What do you think is going to happen there? Because if Netanyahu gets elected and he uses this peace accord to solidify his government, it puts Israel, at least temporarily, looks like it's in peace, but in the long term, it's actually going to increase the risk of something really bad happening.
Well, I think there's a couple of things. Iran is the country that can't shoot straight.
Right.
And their bluster and their talk is a lot tougher than their actions.
Well, that's why they're called
the
peacock nation, right?
Let me explain. The reality is that the Israelis and the military of Israel are as tight as a drum, okay? Their quality, they know what they're doing, and they can do precision strikes at almost any given moment.
Oh, so yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think more than anything else, it would be wonderful if Israel could just take out the Iranian problem for us so that we don't have to get involved. But I also think that Netanyahu has a very good shot at being reelected because, again, this whole thing from the left, it's almost like a Russian collusion story in Israel against Netanyahu. I think it's ridiculous. He didn't do any of the things that they were talking about. And, you know, I think that it's another situation where they have their own deep state.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They have their own democratic deep
right.
state that is going after Netanyahu, and especially because one of his best friends, who he's known for 35, 40 years, they went to, you know, they hung out together in New York. They've been friends for 40 years, Netanyahu and President Trump, and they know that they're tight. They know that they talk a lot, and they know that, you know, they're both great, strong, independent, fierce leaders. And
actually,
they hate that.
I think Trump actually is like a WWE or World Federation master mixed martial artist. He craves the battle. Donald Trump craves it. The more you attack him, the more he counterpunches back and puts you in a lock hold and you tap out. If they think they're going to defeat Trump by attacking him, he just craves the warfare. He's got McLeod genes like I have in my genetic background, the Scottish warrior class, and his German background. This guy is not Mr. Passive. If you think that attacking Trump or attacking Israel is going to get away with it, I can tell you that it's very likely this year, under pressure, if Iran continues to think they're going to attack Israel, the Bashar reactor is going down, the Strait of Hormuz is going to close, and you're going to see a lot of their missile silos and their drone sites and everything are all go up in flames because the Israelis are not going to tolerate it, period. Game's over,
yeah,
isn't it?
I would agree. I mean, look, Israel, you know, has a saying, never again. And
it will be never
after
again.
After World War II and the Holocaust. And
yeah.
So once they became a state, they said that we're going to be as strong as possible, as independent as possible. We, you know, we'll try to get along with our neighbors, but the bottom line is we're not going to be pushed around, and we're going to do whatever we can to not only survive but to thrive. And the new deal that they were working on, that they were thinking about for the Palestinians, the invented people, as I've called them numerous times, I agree with Newt Gingrich on that one,
right,
is that, you know, that deal was from a position of strength, not a position of weakness.
Exactly.
You know, we didn't really give up much. We're not pulling up old settled settlements and things like that. We're giving them a little bit of some different areas.
Yeah, but they have
but
to.
Then we're putting in parameters. You have to do this. You have to denounce terrorism. You have to stop funding these martyrdom operations in and around Israel and in you know, the Middle East, and you have to do all those things. You have to, you know, acknowledge Israel's right to exist. And if they do all those things, then we're supposed to create and help them flourish into their own state and their own statehood.
Yeah, but you know, they have to stop.
It's
a
great idea.
It is a great idea, but they have to disarm, and they also have to stop on the European side, because when someone kills, say, Israelis or tourists in Israel, the family gets more money than most of the people working as a pension for the family after their relative is killed, Israelis or non-Israelis in Israel. So it's the European states that are actually contributing to the problem, because they've got these funds that are the back door to the leaders in the Palestinian organization are on the take from Europe. So it's not just Israel. We need to start sanctions against these European countries. They're backdoor paying for the terrorists to continue, Israelis and non-Israelis. And a good part of the Israeli citizenry is part Russian and part American. A quarter of Israeli citizens have U.S. and Israeli citizenship, don't they?
They do. They absolutely do. But listen, I have to run. I've got to get on the air on another interview, and I have
Well, I appreciate it. Josh, you did an amazing show. I will get this over to you later. I'm going to go and touch a few items on the SARS coronavirus, and I'll get this audio file over to you by video so you can post it up on your site today. Take care.
Fair enough. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care, Josh. So that's enough for Josh. We're going to see if we can cover some other issues here. We're going to go to the top here and talk about some other issues. Let's go over and look at the issue of, China. Let's see if we can get China again here. See if there's any major updates since we did earlier. And on China, we have, of course, the WHO official explains why coronavirus hasn't been called a pandemic. That doesn't make any sense at all. Dr. Michael Ryan, World Health Organization. Let's open this up, because this needs to be talked about. This is ridiculous. This is, like, really, really insane that they would say something stupid like this. U.S. passengers who were evacuated from the quarantine. Here it is. Oops. Let's see if we can extract this down. U.S. passengers who were quarantined from the quarantine princess ship Diamond Princess waited for the takeoff at Kalita Air, a plane bound for the United States at Haneda Airport in Tokyo, Japan, February 17th. WHO officials explain why coronavirus hasn't been called a pandemic. Dr. Michael Ryan, a top World Health Organization official, revealed why the organization is not classifying this COVID-19 outbreak as a global pandemic. He said, "I think we need to be extremely cautious in using the term pandemic. We have a lot of controversial controversies during the H1N1 situation around which it was pandemic and when it wasn't pandemic. I think we need to be careful," he said, referring to the swine flu virus. A pandemic, Ryan suggested, would have to be efficient community transmission outside of China, where COVID-19 or novel coronavirus is believed to have originated. He is the executive director of WHO's Health and Emergencies Program. "At the present time, we're not observing that. That's going to happen in the next 3 months, I would assume, based on everything. And as such, we're not in a position to have that discussion. What we're seeing is, again, as we said previously, the majority of cases outside China have a direct link still back to China." This guy's an idiot. There's no doubt in my mind he's an idiot. Let's look over here at the next year. Tokyo Marathon limits participation to elite runners over coronavirus. Are greatly reducing the number of elite runners. Okay, well, that's interesting. Chinese cities enact more restrictive measures to contain coronavirus. Municipal governments in Zhaogan City in China's Hubei. Let's open this up and see what we can find here now. This is interesting. Municipal governments in Zhaogan City of China's Hubei province, five new measures to battle the coronavirus COVID-19 according to a post on the government's official Weibo, an online platform similar to Twitter, all residents are now forbidden from leaving their homes. Residents who are sick or pregnant and need to go to the hospital must leave their homes at a determined time slot and travel on a predetermined route. People who violate these measures will be detained for 10 days. In Zhaogan City, all vehicles, excluding police cars, medical vehicles, firefighting vehicles, and postal service vehicles, are forbidden from driving on the road. People who violate this ban will be detained for 10 days and fined 500 yuan, or about $70. All public places must be closed down except pharmacies, supermarkets, hotels, and farmers markets, according to the notice. Wow. Mr. Kai, a resident of Dawu County in Zhaogan, said that he has been struck inside his home for nearly a month. I don't have any more income. If we don't go outside to make money, I won't have anything to live on. Wow. Mr. Chen, a resident of Jiaisui County in Huanggan City, also in Hubei Province, said his area has also been effectively quarantined. Roadblocks have been set up so people can't leave the area. He added that as a result, some people have been picking vegetables from the local farms in the village. Other cities, February 13th, a netizen shot a video with the Wangang Shangshu resident area located in Xingjinghan district of Beijing. Roughly 1,000 families live there. The resident gates are sealed off completely. A resident speaks onto the camera saying that there are many inside who have tested positive for the virus. The Beijing Center for Disease Prevention and Control released a wartime status regulation on February 13, in which it requested all local government officials to have a wartime mindset and meet wartime needs. February 13, the Beijing government launched a new rule requesting that all people who arrive in Beijing from other cities must self-quarantine for 14 days. Wow. That's crazy. 14 days is not long enough, by the way. We know the virus can irrigate longer than that. 13 American cruise evacuees taken to Nebraska hospital over coronavirus fears. U.S. House Speaker Pelosi warns allies against using Huawei. That's just, you know, that's one of the few things she's actually correct of. Black swans and stealth war mark U.S.-China relationships, experts say. Scramble to track Cambodia passengers after coronavirus case reported. Yeah, there are almost 500 cases already now from that Star Princess and the one that landed in Cambodia. University tells professors to stop sending students for coronavirus tests over coughing. Why? That doesn't make sense, because they should do quantum testing first and screen them. If they're positive in the quantum test, then send it for PCR and repeat it while they're on quarantine for 30 days. During meeting on coronavirus outbreak, Chinese leader mandates lab safety be considered. Yeah, you don't have very, it's pretty sloppy. A couple diagnosed with coronavirus flew on Delta and Hawaiian Airlines planes, companies say. A couple who was diagnosed with coronavirus, whoa. So if you cough on a plane, by the way, since the early 1980s, they got rid of HEPA filters. China is disinfecting and destroying cash for containing the coronavirus. On that note, I'm going to go back to our main website, Nutramedical. That's the Nutramedical website. Our sale is still on, by the way. And if you, we go over here to the main panel for that website special. Valentine's Day special is on. Coupon code is LOVE. 7% on all products, including our big equipment and a larger equipment over $1,000 you want to pay by check or lease. Thank you for listening, and take care. Take action every day of your life with Nutramedical. It's important to understand that we have the very best nutraceuticals and worth. We have the, I call the mana truck of health, geopolitical, and spiritual mana to save your physical body, your nation, and your soul. Take care every day of your life, and keep listening to the Nutramedical Report. We'll be doing parallel radio shows starting March 2nd on radio on Genesis Network from 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific, and doing videos 7 days a week with all our top experts. Take care and take action every day of your life with Nutramedical.